Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in about 40 minutes, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes sitting in for Chris Broussard, the former NFL safety. My God, can't believe you've been out of the league 10 years. I was just talking about that.
Wow.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And don't forget, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you missed any of today's show, you could check it out on the podcast. Just search Odd Couple where you get your podcast. And guess what? Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. The Odd Couple's also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Don't forget Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up. About 40 minutes. Also, in about 30 minutes, Rod Woodson.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
Yes.
DB, Super Bowl champ and all that. Can't wait. He does the Ravens games. He does the color.
He does?
Yeah, on radio.
Wow. Oh, that'd be good.
So it'd be great to talk to Rod just about some more details on that game. But let's go do, we brought up that Chiefs game. The Raiders somehow, without getting a completion in the last three quarters, they get two defensive turnovers in the span of 7 seconds. And you being a former defensive player,
yes,
you love that. I always go back to that Super Bowl that I covered. 2002, I think it was, Tampa Bay against the Raiders.
Yes.
And it was pitted the number one offense, the Raiders, and the number one defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense scored so many touchdowns in that game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
I mean, they were running it back left and right.
Oh, yeah, that was Gruden's championship year.
Yep, that was he took over Tony Dungy's team.
Exactly.
Like, that was, Tony should have won with that team. It was unbelievable. He just couldn't win.
He could not get over the hump.
Right.
It reminds me of that, similar to Marvin Lewis' situation in Cincinnati. You know, he kept getting making it to the playoffs.
They went to playoffs 7 times under him. I mean, they had good teams. It was unbelievable, and they could not win a playoff.
Couldn't
game.
Get over the hump. And then now you get a new coach in there with some new blood. I think a lot of times, once you kind of reach the pinnacle of the success with the team, and you know, you can't really get over that hump, talking starts to fall on deaf ears. And so, yeah, it's time for a new change. And I think it was needed for both of those situations.
Yeah, I don't think no one could argue, even with the Tampa. They had too good of a team that they couldn't somehow win a Super Bowl, and they do it the next year. But we talked about the Raiders beat the Chiefs in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They got 2 games left. They're still not mathematically eliminated. They could make the playoffs. The Chiefs haven't clinched a playoff spot, which is shocking. But they've lost 5 of their last 8, if you think about that, where they are. But Antonio Pierce is the interim coach with the Raiders. And you know him from New York. You played for the Giants. You played for the Jets.
Yep.
Just, look at where he is And has he earned the head coaching job? Because I know most people were shocked when they saw that the Raiders beat the Chiefs in Kansas City on Christmas.
Yeah, I knew it would be a close game, and I thought they had a chance to win. So I wasn't surprised that they won, but I was surprised that they won. You know what I mean? Because as good as I thought the game would be and how tight I thought it would be, I thought Kansas City would find a way to win. You know?
Right.
And, you know,
which in the old days they always
would.
Did.
They
you know
would,
that, right?
Right? Yeah. But I'm just so impressed with AP, Antonio Pearson, what he's done. And I mean, I knew he would bring some energy in the building. I've known him as a player in New York and when I was in my New York days as well. Great leader, a guy that won a championship, so knows how to win, knows how to galvanize guys. And so I knew he'd be good. I think right now he definitely deserves to probably be in consideration for that job. I'll say it's still up in the air. If he wins out, for me, I would say give it to him because obviously the team's responding. But I don't know. What do you think about what's going on with AP and those guys?
Yeah, I think he's definitely earned his way into consideration for the job. When they do their search, that he has to be considered and be taken seriously, not like a token interview.
Right.
He's done
right.
a good enough job.
Right.
I'm not one to just stamp someone and automatically say he should get the job
mm-hmm.
because I want to spread the net and make sure I look at everybody that's out there. And then if I really believe that he deserves the job, then he should get the job.
So you're just saying do your due diligence first.
Yeah, because there could be somebody else out there
sure.
that could be even better or fit where what we're trying to do with the team and maybe showed us some things, you know what I mean, that we could do. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be there or I'm not poo-pooing him or what he's done. He did win a game last week where the quarterback did not complete a pass for three quarters. I mean, like, I don't know if you want to trumpet that. But when you get two defensive touchdowns within 7 seconds, that'll turn a game, and it certainly did.
Well, he's a defensive guy, right? So, you know, he's going to hang his hat there. And I'm sure he has his imprint over the whole locker room and the whole team. But when it comes to defense, that's what he's going to be proud of for sure.
Can the Raiders, they might be willing to do this with Antonio because of the financial picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's not play dumb or act like finances don't play into decisions that teams make.
Right.
They just threw Josh McDaniels out the window, and he's got 4 years fully guaranteed coming to him.
Yes.
Okay, so Josh McDaniels could go to Dubai on vacation for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
For sure.
Like, and getting paid every nickel of that guaranteed contract.
Right.
John Gruden. Even though he got fired with cause, they had to make a settlement. They still owed him like 60 of the 100 million or something. I don't know. We haven't heard what it is. Did he get 30? Did he get 25? Whatever. He got some money.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't go out without a fight, okay,
right,
without
right.
when he had that much money left. So they're on the hook for a ton of money.
That's a good point, yeah.
And they might go, just can't go out and really go for the sweepstakes. Maybe Bill Belichick does become available in New England. And you're not going to get him on the cheap, even though he's having a down year.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You just had a disciple of his in there. I don't think you're going to bring Bill Belichick to that to the mix. Obviously, he's a different animal.
Right.
He's Bill Belichick.
Right.
But
I mean, he does come with the six Super Bowls. I'm just saying.
No,
but
I get it.
But it's going to cost you money. He ain't coming for free.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go where the pulse of the team is. And right now, the pulse of the team is with AP. And if he wins out and say they do make the playoffs.
Now, that's different. If you can,
you know what
I mean? You win out and make the playoffs, but say I'm just
yeah, for sure.
Say they lose the last two and it's not pretty. No, I'm just
– Yeah, then, it's, not,
then
it's,
it
not purdy.
Then
it's not Purdy.
It's not Purdy. It's not Purdy. Or
like,
it is Purdy and it stinks. But it makes you feel like – Monty hates when we
Monty.
I'm sorry. Monty, I'm just calling it like I see it. It wasn't Purdy yesterday.
It wasn't Purdy yesterday.
It was not. It was fugly is what it was, okay? But anyway, if that happens, then you don't have the same feel. You got to admit that.
For
us
sure.
talking about it coming off a win in Kansas City on Christmas, you're feeling good.
Oh, so win out is important here.
Right. But if you lose the next two and then they don't make the playoffs, then it has a
It's a different story.
It just doesn't feel like it's good.
100%. Yeah, it's a little delayed, Alex. A little delayed. But yeah,
you
got it in.
That's okay. Rob sounded beautiful, so.
Thank you. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, but no.
Giga, giga.
No.
But What? That's me doing a turkey.
Is that you?
That sounds kind of cool.
You guys
gross,
have fun in here. I like it. I like
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
All right, Alex. I don't know why I was in New York. I had a hot dog. I was telling him, and he goes to record the thing. My God.
He's a sound guy. Alex knows what he likes. He just played. You know, he came into this segment with the little Doja Cat.
That's it, you know?
No, I get it. I hear you. I know what's going on over there, Alex.
Yes, but it's now help me with this, because and Antonio was a coach before, so I'm not putting him in the Jeff Saturday case.
No,
but
please
that,
don't.
That, no, I'm not.
Rob, don't
I'm
do
not.
That.
I'm okay. not. Because right. I'm not going to disrespect. He put in his dues.
Yes.
He's been coaching. He deserved the chance that he got.
Yeah.
But there was talk when Jeff Saturday got that job. There were a lot of NFL players who were like, oh, see? After he won game one. You remember that? He won game one.
Yeah.
Even Bill Cowher, who I lost a lot for Bill Cowher. I don't know if you remember. Bill Cowher was on CBS.
What did he say?
And was against it. Oh, you know what I mean? At first.
Yes.
Was against it. And rightfully so, in the coaching fraternity. People put in time. And, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It would be like you being a player, and so Joe Blow's nephew didn't play football, but he's in great shape, and he's got a physique. And you go, oh, man, you like a football player. Let's put you on a team.
Yeah.
You would be like, what?
Oh, he would.
Right?
He would sink.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no swimming.
Exactly. But that's what they did with Jeff Saturday, and players were like, oh, you just need to be the leader, man. You don't need to be a football more so than any sport, football.
Yes.
Am I right? Like, some of these other ones, you might be able to stand around if you got talent.
Right.
Not in football. You got to really have, like, what are you doing? Putting players in position to win and succeed. Football coaches earn their money.
It's an animal. It's a whole different animal because of you're
schemes.
Dealing with schemes with so many different personalities, archetypes. I mean, managing the team, times, schedules.
That's a lot.
Coaches don't sleep
right
when they do it the right way. So it's one of those professions where you don't take that for granted or take it lightly. Those guys put in their time.
But now, so the Jeff Saturday, again, that's another one of those, like Brock Purdy's moment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a turning point, because had Jeff Saturday had success, you know the NFL's a copycat league.
Yes.
And that would have started that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you know, I like so-and-so. He talks a great game about football. He was a leader of men. He won a couple Super Bowls with a team, man. He don't need to be a coach. He knows football, and they guys respect him. Guys would have started getting hired.
Yeah.
But he was such a disaster after week one. Bill Cowher denounced it.
Yeah.
He won game one, totally did a 360.
Yeah.
Totally turned around. And then, of course, Jeff Saturday wet the bed the rest of the way.
Wait, so what did Cowher say?
He was all for it. He like endorsed it and said, look at what he did after week one, and this guy like just totally as if winning one game had totally changed his mind.
Yeah, somebody got in his ear. Yeah, for sure. Somebody got in his ear in that one. But I think it's the one thing about coaching, though, that I would say, if you are a leader of men and you're somebody that obviously have a way with, you know, motivating guys and getting them to play and do what they do, you have to come in there and have a full season of bringing in guys that are that's going to elevate what you do. And I think that's what the really good head coaches, they do. And I think that's why they have, when we talk about coaching trees, it's because of that. They're bringing in guys that know just as much as they do or smarter. And so you delegate them
those
to
roles.
Those
are good coaches.
That's what they should do. And so, like, even if a Jeff Saturday came in the offseason and got to do that, and put people around him that were brighter than him at that situation,
right,
he probably could have got away with it. But the fact they threw him in during the season like that, it was terrible.
It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And you remember, what was the game they were leading by? What was it, 34-0 or whatever? One of those games.
Yeah.
And they lost that game. That was the beginning of the end. All right. We're going to take a few calls here. We are 877-99 on Fox. Just your thoughts. Antonio Pierce and the Raiders job. Did he secure that job after they beat the Chiefs on Christmas, or is that just being a prisoner of the moment and not yet? And if not Antonio Pierce, who would you like to see coach the Raiders? We'll do that. And then don't forget, Rob Woodson's coming up. That and your phone calls. It is The Odd Couple on the day after Christmas right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For some more possible Kerry Rhodes hot takes in the US of A. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, day after Christmas. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. Trash Talking Tuesday is coming up. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get the multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We have a few calls, 877-99 on Fox. Antonio Pierce, did he earn that job, the Raiders job, after they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City on Christmas Day?
Let's go to a few calls and see what they got to say about it. We got Curtis from Fresno. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, first and foremost, love listening to you guys. I will say I'm a diehard Niner fan, so I got some thoughts on Brock Purdy.
Real quick. I'm gonna let you say something. Hold on, real quick. The Brock Purdy. Go ahead. What happened? What happened, Lucy, last night?
I think we were due for it. Props to Lamar and the Ravens. That defense is no joke. That's for sure. I just, as a Niner fan, I'm glad we got punched in the mouth. I think we needed it right before the playoffs. But, yeah, I think CMC for MVP also is kind of in the running ahead of him. But I think Brock needed that. I think he can now focus on the task at hand. going into the playoffs versus dealing with the talk about, you know, being an MVP or not. Okay. So, yeah.
All right.
I think we need that.
That's fair. Yep. Okay, that's fair. All right, Antonio Pierce, did he deserve the job winning, beating the Chiefs or no? The Chiefs are struggling. They lost 5 of 8. He's doing what everybody else is doing. Oh, did we lose him? Okay.
Oh, he left out? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, we got our next caller. We have Paul from, it looks like he's from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Carolina. Hey. Come on, Paul. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
Hey, gentlemen. I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, so, there it is.
Okay, yes. Great.
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen, happy holidays to you. And listen, has Antonio Pierce deserved to stay with the Raiders? Absolutely. However, I'm going to compare it to a high-priced running back. Do high-priced running backs deserve contracts? Absolutely. But my concern is there is no evidence in today's NFL of a young, defensive-minded coach with a young, developing quarterback and taking that team to the next level. Before you figure out if Antonio Pierce is going to be your coach, you need to figure out who the heck is going to be your quarterback. And if you're going to stick with Antonio Pierce, you better go out and get a very well-respected, very well-knowledgeable offensive coordinator that can come in and develop a quarterback. There is no example of a defensive coach in today's game getting a new job and being successful with the team. I'm a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. Sean McDermott's done a nice job, but there's limits to how successful we've been because he's a defensive-minded coach. And you can say that about coaches all over the league.
Right.
So, again, does Antonio Pierce, does Pierce deserve the opportunity? Hell yeah, he does, absolutely. Mm. I just don't think if it's the smartest decision for an organization.
Mm, that's a good point.
That is
you're
a good
talking
point.
About, I mean, you talk about the guy who just got fired in with the other California team here, right, with the Chargers. He was supposed to be a defensive guru and came in and had a quarterback that we all know is really good and still didn't do a good job of getting those guys over the hump. So, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. 877-99 on Fox.
I think we got another caller. We got Bill from Minnesota. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, man?
What's up, Bill?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? I've been listening to you for a while, and I can't ever get through.
Well, you got through during the holidays, Bill, and we appreciate your support. And the only reason you called is because Chris isn't here, and you can finally, you know, not have him yell at you.
I don't know about that. I tried calling before, but it always says your phone is disconnected.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Understand that.
Chris better pay our bill. I know.
I'm assuming that. But, no, I've been listening to this Brock Purdy thing. I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's good. I think he's got better players on his team. Lamar, he's got okay stats, but I don't know. I have a hard time with either of them MVPs.
Really? Either one? Did you watch the game last night? Did you see Lamar?
No, I'm down in a part of Minnesota, and I'm poor, and I don't got TV, so I listen on the radio.
No,
so
I hear you.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You do got that accent. You said Minnesota.
So I know you are true to the heart. I hear you. He had a fantastic game, and
yeah.
To me, a lot of people think he moved into the lead for MVP.
He's in the lead for
right?
sure.
I think so, too.
But It's not a clear cut.
There's two games left.
It's not a clear cut yet.
But if they beat Miami too,
if they end up the one seed and win
these
next two,
win these next two, and he plays wine, doesn't have a 5-turnover game or something crazy like
exactly.
Brock had.
Exactly.
Could there be another one?
We got one more. We got Rick from Tucson, Arizona. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, man?
I'm well. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year to you as well.
First of all,
say that again.
This man continues doing what he's doing.
Say that. Who are you talking about? You're talking about Antonio Pierce because we lost you for a second.
Yes. Yeah, Antonio Pierce. He deserves to be the head coach. Mr. Davis better pull out his checkbook and reward this man for what he's done. He knows how to motivate players. Mm-hmm. He seems to be level-headed on the field. And, you know, we don't know what goes on in the locker room, but
right.
Apparently these people believe in him. And I think it's important. And as far as Mr. Purdy is concerned, he's a sophomore playing on a varsity high school team. and I think it's important that he understands this is a learning curve. Go for it, kid. More power to you. And I think last night was a great education for him. And he will understand that, guess what? This league is full of men. And just... keep trying to do what you're doing, and don't let the mule carry you away.
All right. Appreciate that. The Bakersfield call. Who is that? We don't see a name. One more. We're going to squeeze. We got 1 minute.
It is. It came, man.
David?
David, yeah. Yeah, we got David from Bakersfield. You're on with the Odd Couple.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Go ahead, David. Yeah. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, buddy.
I think we should go out and get Justin Fields and use him like the Saints use Taysom Hill.
You talking about the Raiders?
The Raiders, yeah.
Okay, so you want him as a quarterback. What about coach? Should Antonio Pierce be their coach?
Antonio Pierce has deserved it.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. A lot of guys with you, Kerry. They like what he's done so far, and obviously you said it too. You got to win out. If they win out, but if they make the playoffs, it's hard. Even though they didn't keep Rich Bisaccia, what was his
You're talking about
the last one. Who was the
The interim, yeah.
Right. And they made the playoffs and they didn't keep him.
That's right.
Yeah, which was bad. All right, I can't wait. We're gonna talk with Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame DB. Yes. We're gonna talk to him next about the Ravens and that win. Sorry, Monty. In San Francisco or wherever that place is. That's like an hour away from San Francisco. And I don't know if you saw my tweet, Monty.
Your typical a mouse can be.
I said, yeah. It was so quiet in San Francisco last night. You could hear a mouse urinate on the spot in the trophy case they had for Brock Purdy's MVP trophy.
He urinated on that one.
Yeah,
it was an
empty spot. I'm just saying. Anyway, you know what? Let's get you caught up with Monty Bolaños.
Yeah, why not?
Call Monty's show on Saturday. You need to take calls, Monty. 2 hours?
2 hours is not enough to take calls. Once a week, it's not enough.
Nah.
We have a lot of things to say. So
get them all in, I see.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. I think Antonio Pierce has earned the job, and they missed a perfect opportunity. Imagine like telling him on Christmas, like, hey, Merry Christmas. You got the job.
What is
like,
this? The Christmas story? What is this?
No, this is Oprah Winfrey. You get a job.
You get a job.
Why are we waiting? I mean, he deserves it. Anyway, other coaching news here. Boston Sports Journal saying that Patriots head coach Bill Belichick has expressed to some members of his staff that he doesn't know if he's going to be back with the team in 2024. And then the NFL Network reported that it's true and that Belichick has not met with owner Robert Kraft on the matter. Dun, dun, dun. Let's talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show every Tuesday. So apparently today, I just heard it myself. They set him up for it. They're like, you want to talk about you being activated off IR? You have something to say about that? Because apparently he's been kind of torn apart for being a selfish player, taking a player's roster, a roster spot on the 53-man roster. He said that it wasn't his idea to be activated off of IR and that he especially said he didn't want to do it at the expense of somebody getting cut, but that the team wanted him to be able to practice. And he said, I didn't think I needed to practice. I could do my things on the side, but I got overruled. That's what he said.
It's probably a financial thing. You know, he's under contract and they're paying somebody. Seriously. I mean, I know people act like, oh, it's the NFL, they make all this money. A lot of stuff, you know, they're counting paper clips too.
Yeah, exactly. And the player, Nick Baudwin, he actually said that he called him right away and was like, this wasn't my idea, but he is a veteran something. Like, he still got paid, so nobody has to worry. He got paid based on just his status and him being on the roster on opening day. So everybody, it's okay. He says that it's conspiracy theorists out there trying to use the same old tired story against him, making him look selfish. Yeah. That is what he said. Let's check in on NBA scores. Maybe I spoke too soon.
No,
guys.
Not maybe. I don't know what you were thinking, Monty.
I'm trying to give
She gave a first quarter score in the Pistons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we are now.
They were winning, and I'm trying to help them out, but the Nets have taken the lead over the Pistons, 71-60 early in the third. The Magic are beating the Wizards, 73-69 halfway through the third, but a lot of NBA going on tonight. The Bulls have the early lead. Is that okay against the Hawks? 22-17 late in the first quarter. A close win in Houston with Pacers on top of the Rockets, 25-23. Also late in the first, just like the Grizzlies and Pelicans with Memphis on top, 24-17. And it's the Thunder who are beating the Timberwolves, 35-26, less than 2 minutes to go in the first. Spurs up on the Jazz too early, 32-25 late in the first quarter. But yes, early, but we're still going to celebrate. right. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Monty.
All right, Monty. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right, it is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now let's welcome in the Hall of Famer. The Hall of Fame DB, of course, and Super Bowl champ. And Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst Rod Woodson. Rod, say hello to Kerry Rhodes. What's up, my man?
What's happening?
Rod. I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man.
Rob, I got to say something to Rod real quick because he was such a big supporter of me back in my days when I got shafted for the Pro Bowl and those things early on in my career. So, Rod, I just want to say thank you, man, for always supporting me, man. I really appreciate you.
No, hey, listen, I'm always out there. I want everybody to get what they deserve.
No doubt. And that also, in that case, I think Lamar deserves the MVP because I watched him on the big stage in the big game. Everybody said the Ravens were going to get mincemeat made out of them. Yep. And he performed, and what a show that he put on. And I get it, Rod. The defense was great, but Lamar played great last night.
Listen, I said it the last couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
That Lamar has to be in the conversation. Does he win it? I'm not sure. You know, he has 19 passing touchdowns. I think he has 5 rushing touchdowns. So, you know, you got 24 total touchdowns. He has combined, I think, over 4,000 yards from passing and rushing. You know, he hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions. You know, the team had some issues fumbling the football early in the year. But I think he has to be in the conversation. You can't just say no, he shouldn't be there, and then put a guy on, you know, and Brock Purdy, who, you know, he's played well up till last night. Last night, I mean, he looked normal, right? I mean, he just looked like a guy. But that's what the Ravens defense do. They did that to the Lions when they played the Lions. They did that to Seattle when they played Seattle.
Yep. So,
I mean, you know, they've done it to multiple quarterbacks this year, and that's their history, right? That physicality, you know, that's an old school philosophy. A lot of people can't play against it, but, you know, Lamar should be in the conversation, man. It's not even, you know, I said this for the last several weeks on the show.
Yep.
Lamar should be in the conversation, and of all the pundits out there who don't put him in the conversation, they do not know what football looks like.
Thank you.
Rod, I know you're there close to the team and, you know, being in the locker room, being a leader yourself. Tell me about the pulse of those guys. Tell me about the pulse of that team. From afar, it just looks like
they close, man. They're, you know, every yeah. team that I played for that we were good, we were close outside of football.
Exactly.
And these guys, they really like each other. You know who's been a really good addition? For Lamar, OBJ.
Has he really?
Because OBJ is so charismatic. I mean, he got, 15 million, 13 million followers on social media?
Yeah.
Right? Everybody knows who he is, you know, but he's so charismatic, and he's teaching Lamar how to be a pro in his own way. I don't know if he's saying it, you know, verbatim when he's, like, alone with him, but I think Lamar's watching him. How he handles himself and how people just love to be around him. And Lamar is so much, I mean, he's always been witty and funny.
Yeah.
But I think as an overall professional, he's been good for him. And Todd Monken, he's been good for him, the new coordinator, because he's given him responsibility.
Yep.
And if he wants to put a play in, he lets him put the play in. And if the play fails, he says, hey, man, you want to put the play in, you got to make that play work in.
No doubt.
So he's made him be a pro's pro.
Our guest is Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame DB, Super Bowl champ, and, of course, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Let's get back to Brock Purdy. I do want to ask you this because I thought last night was set up for a coronation, Rod. Like, this was going to end the conversation about where he fits in, if he were to pick apart the Ravens' defense and they win, you know what I mean, and he wins the MVP and there would be no question. And that did not happen. It really didn't happen. And you talked about it. He looked ordinary. It was a big moment for him because I don't know if you ever get that back. You were Mr. Irrelevant. You were on the cusp, Rod, of maybe winning an MVP out of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. And now
he's still in the running, right? He's still in the running. He still has the most passing touchdowns in the league.
I think that game hurt him. I really did.
It did. I mean, the three games he lost in a row hurt him, too. Then he had,
but this one then was, then everybody then was then watching last out, night. Right.
Right. Then he played lights out, and everybody's like, oh, wait a minute, he's back.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he finishes strong, I think he's still in the running. The thing that I saw, like all the pre-snap motion, right, it's one side of the field read for him. That's what they do. They run one side of the field, they either attack the middle of the field or the sidelines or the flat. That's what they do. And what he does well, you'll hear an announcer say it all the time. The quarterback has to take what the defense has given him. And he was doing that. And then that very first drive, he was going down,
yep,
and Kyle Hamilton read the eyes,
yep,
came back on the backside of cover four and got the pick.
Yeah.
Right. And then that was kind of like the downfall.
Changed the game.
Rod, you know what's so crazy about that, Rod, is I talked about that earlier in the show, but it's almost like they're programmed to go to that number three in the San Francisco offense, because it happened twice. It happened on the game clincher as well. The backside safety, yeah, on the three verticals as well. So seems like they were kind of programmed to do that.
Well, you know what happens is that they do a really good job. Kyle Shanahan does a really good job of pre-snap motion, yeah, and what he's trying to do, at least what I think he's trying to do, is that he's trying to manipulate the front that he gets,
yeah,
so he can get his runs,
mm-hmm,
and he's trying to manipulate the coverage and how they're going to cover in each defense brand. And then with that, this guy should be open.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And that's why they play so fast, right? And then really, outside of one or two runs, Chris McCaffrey didn't have a great day.
No.
Hey,
Rod, I got one last thing for you. We want to ask you about the woes with the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about all you want. I don't know how you're going to, that magical elixir with 2 weeks to go. You know what I mean? Like, they've lost 5 out of 8. They lose. If you were a defensive player, you had to be sick where the quarterback, man, doesn't complete a pass for 3 quarters and you still lose. I mean, like,
listen, I said this 4 weeks ago. They're missing EB.
Yep.
You know who finally said it?
Who said it?
Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp finally said it today on TV. And I've been saying it for weeks. Like, okay, last year you won a Super Bowl. You didn't have Tyreek Hill, so you're not missing Tyreek Hill.
Right, right.
There's one guy that you're missing because that one guy rolled everybody.
And you remember when he got to Washington, they started crying, yeah, that he was too tough on him.
He's talking about me. I got the drop, and he's calling me names. No, it is your job to man up and play football. And that's the guy. I'm telling you, to me, that's the guy. That's their missing link, because he was the bad guy. He would get in Patrick Mahomes' face.
Right. And now you don't have that, and now it's a country club.
And now everybody's mad. Everybody's, you know, you see Andy Reid kind of, you know, chucking Kelce on the sideline. It's like, that wasn't happening when EB was there.
Nope.
No doubt. All right, his name is Rod Woodson. Man, the knowledge, the information, the insight. We love it. Thanks, Rod. Have a great
evening. Rod, appreciate you, man.
Hey, happy holidays, Merry, and happy New Year, fellas.
You too, buddy. All right, Trash Talking Tuesday's next. You need to call in. We need you. 877-99 on Fox. Trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We will not interrupt you. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To hear Rob Parker and the US of A use lines like this on a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Take out the papers and the trash. Oh, man, now that's some good trash talking.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You know what time it is? It's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go. Let's kick it off, Kerry. Chris in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Chris?
Hey, guys, first-time caller here. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
For everything that you guys do. It's awesome.
Appreciate
it. Listening to you guys for so long. I am trashing Mr. Patrick Mahomes. I'm a long-time Raider fan, and you're sitting here telling me that you can't beat the Raiders when Aiden O'Connell can't complete a pass after three quarters? Come on. He is Mr. Quarterback, Mr. greatest of all time, as people are saying.
Jordan-esque, as Chris would say, right.
Come on. Sure, I know Antonio Pierce, great. He's probably going to be their coach. He has made their defense top five right now in yards per game, but you got to be able to beat that team. There's no reason that Mr. Patrick Mahomes can't.
All right, appreciate it, Chris.
Appreciate
what about
you, Chris.
Felicia in Minnesota? In Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Felicia?
I'm trashing anybody that tried to trash Cam Newton.
Wow.
I mean, when he said Rob Purdy won so party, everyone rolled their eyes.
Routes.
Felicia, I like that.
I know.
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. That's right. Who is that? Fernando in Las Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Fernando?
I'm trashing Martin Weiss.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Coach Martin Weiss, he knows everything. If I was a coach, I would do this. If I was a GM, I would do that. If I was the owner, I would do this. Blah, blah, this. Well, Monty heard him yesterday. He wouldn't stop talking. He talked 90% of the show. The other guy, I don't even know who he is. He didn't say his name. But this guy's out of control. Happy holidays, everybody.
Wow. Thank you, Fernando. I'll pass that on to Martin.
Oh, my goodness.
Martin Weiss.
That's right. Tim in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Tim?
It's actually Kim, but that's okay, Rob. Hey, Kerry. Hey, usually I come and trashing Rob, but you know why I'm not trashing Rob today?
Wow.
He's talking the truth. He's talking the truth about Brock Purdy. He's telling it like it is. Brock Purdy just threw himself out of the MVP race last night. He exposed himself, and so did the 49ers. And please, don't bet on what Rob puts his money. Bet are coming. The Rams are coming. Matthew Stafford's better than Brock Purdy. I'm out.
All right.
He dropped the mic. He dropped the mic. All right.
What about Tony in Los Angeles? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Tony?
The Dodgers are giving this Yamamoto guy $300 million. The guy is barely 5'9", and they say that he throws like a 90-mile fastball and an 85-mile curveball. Like, if he could do that in the major leagues, then a girl pitcher could be in the major leagues. I mean, these major league players are going to blast him. He's never been to the minor leagues. The last time these players have seen some guy that short and throws that slow was in high school. And the Caribbean players are going to blast them. This is stupid. They should have got a Caribbean pitcher.
All right. There you go. Tony's not having it. Yamamoto. The Dodgers just gave out $1.1 billion in contract and free agency. Yeah. You hear me?
I heard it all
guaranteed, Mr. Former NFL player.
It's guaranteed.
All guaranteed.
I wouldn't know much about that.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. All right. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
On the 12th day of Christmas, LeBron gave to me 12 excuses given, 11 choke quarters, 10 fake finals, 9 tears to the refs, 8 missed free throws, 7 flops and travels, 6 finals losses, 5 turnovers, 4 clutch checks, 3 super teams, 2 build-out rings, and an undeserved Mickey Mouse ring.
Wow!
That's pretty good,
we got to rack him.
That's pretty
Alex.
Good.
We need that.
Good job, Gary.
Gary, so creative, my God, in Houston.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Uh-huh is right. Very nice. Man, the trashing was real fast and furious.
Gary had that planned. He was ready. He had
a minute left.
I wonder if he had a cheat sheet or something.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm going to say this. I'm trashing all those former 49ers who are now analysts who are now backpedaling on Brock Purdy like they – wow, I never saw – well, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Yeah, I'm just going to trash talk all the Doja supporters. I know Alex played it earlier, but yeah, I don't really vibe with her vibe. But yeah, you know, Alex, I get it.
Doja Cat? Oh, is that somebody different?
He's talking about the artist Doja Cat.
The artist.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's the name, right?
That's the name.
Doja Cat. I don't know why I don't know the music, but I know the name.
Yeah, because it's not really good music.
Is that right?
Yeah, to be honest.
No, I mean, call it the way you see it. There's a lot of bad music out there.
Most, right? I mean, I would trash the whole music industry now because unless you pay to play your songs, you don't get any pub anymore. So it's unfortunate.
So I might be a little scorned here is what we're finding out, right?
That might be it. All right, hour number 3, we're going to tell you why Lamar Jackson is the NFL MVP. Stick and stay.
And that says a lot for Rob Parker.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.